Today's daf is Bamitzia, daf Kuf Tezvav. Kuf Tezvav and Mesech Bamitzia, last couple of dafim. And again, today's shir is dedicated to Ilinish Vaschana Bas Eliyahu Aleha HaShalom, whose 25th yard site was on Shabbos, Tezayin Teves, sponsored by her son, Charles Mizels. We thank the Mizels family for the sponsorship. Okay, Kuf Yud Dalet Amabez. We are three lines from the bottom as we continue our march on this last full daf of Hamakabel, the ninth parak of Masech HaMetzia. And we continue our discussions of Mashkon, as we mentioned, the third topic of this parak relating to Chakiris and Kablonis. That was part number one. And then we spoke about paying your worker and the Yisurim of not paying on time, Baltalin. And the third topic, which is the issues of Mashkon, that came up. Yesterday's daf not only had Mashkon, but, you know, one of the questions about Mashkon was about Sidur Lavalcho, was asked in the cemetery. That was gave us a little insight into Gan Eden and Shisha Sidre Mishnah, a lot of great topics that were able to come up. Okay, so now we're on Kuf Yud Aleph Beis Meisve. We're towards the bottom of the Amud. Amar Rabbi Meir says the Brisa, V'chimei Acher Shememash Keninan Lama Machzirin. Rabbi Meir says, well, after since a mashkon is taken, so why do you return it? Why do you have to return it? Meaning, if the person needs it during the day, during the night, says the Gemara, lama machzirin rachmana amar ahadar. What does that mean? The Torah says you have to return it. The Torah says if you have to take a mashkon, you have to make sure that the person has it when they need it. So what exactly is the Braisa asking? Ela me'acher shemachzirin lama chozrin umemashkinin. That's the question. After we take a mashkon and then we give it back, so why do we take it back again a second time? We obviously gave it, we took it, and now we give it back, so why would we take it again? Right, Rashi, Hari Alav Lahaksi Lo Lamacha. I'm going to have to give it back and forth and back and forth. It seems silly, right? So why don't we took it once, so why do we have to keep give it back and take it back again? So continues the Braisa, Shalot Tehe Shvias Misham Taso, because this creates a Malva Al Hamashkon, that Shvias will not be mishamet. We know usually Shvias is gets rid of all loans, as we discussed already a couple of times in this Pesachta. Shmitas Ksafim, how that works, is it automatic? Does the person have to say that Shmias is Meshamet? If it's automatic, what exactly is the mitzvah sasei? I have to treat it as if it's not, as if it doesn't exist. But either way, if it's Milva ala Mashkon, if the Mashkon exists, then we say that Shmias is not Meshamet it. Why is that? So Rashi quotes I think I started one line too late. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, just looking back now. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, let's go back for a minute quickly. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishkanova Mace, Shomto Me'al Gabi Banav. I don't think I read that yesterday. Rabbi Yochanan says, Mashkanova Mace, if somebody takes a Mashkon and then the Lovet dies after having given it back to the Lovet, Shomto Me'al Gabi Banav, the Malve is still allowed to take it from the Lovet. It's not considered Metaltli Diasmi. So on that, we're about to ask, we quote this Brisa. The Brisa says that why do you keep taking the Mashkon back and forth after having given it back? So that, number one, so Shvias is not Meshamet. And number two, V'lo Yase Metaltzel Netzel Banav. Now back on top, second line. And it's not considered Metaltzel Diasmi that he would not be able to collect if the Loveb dies. So asks the Gemara, Taima, so what does it sound like from the Braisa? We keep taking it back after having given it back to the Loveb because Taima Dehadar Umashkene, the reason that it's not considered, Shvias is not Meshamet it, the reason that it's not called Metatav Yasvi, is because the Malva happens to have it during the time when the Lovet died. That's why it's not considered Metatav Yasvi. That's what the Brisa seems to say. Halo Hadar Umashkene lo, but if the Brisa tells us that if he didn't actively go and take it back from the Lovet, and the Lovet happened to have it when the Lovet dies, lo, then the Malvet would not be able to take it. It would be considered Metalta Diashri. Kashan Rabbi Yochanan started off today's daf saying that the whole reason that you take a Mashkon is that you could consider it, you have Smichas Das on it, you can take it even if the Lovet has it when the Lovet dies. But the Brisa sounds like, no, only if the Malva had. That's why the Malva keeps taking it back and forth, because he doesn't want it to be Metalta Diasmi. So I'm Ravada Bramasna. Ravada says, no. V'lav Tiruti Kam Taratzla. Don't we already have to edit the first part of the Brisa, as we saw already from yesterday's daf? We're quoting the end. So Taratzachi. So explain it this way. V'chimeachr Shemachzirin Lama Mamachinin Meikara. That's what the Brisa is adding. Not, the Raisa is bothered, not why do you keep taking it back after having returned it, but why do you take it in the first place? If you're going to have to return it, by Ksus Yom, Ksus Laila, so why do you take a mashkon in the first place? The answer is to create it to be a milva al hamashkon inherently, not that you actually have to have the mashkon with you when the lova dies. Shalote shvias besham tasov, alo yasim etaltalin, etzel, Banav. So that's how the Braisa works, and therefore the Halakha Lamaisa, as we saw, once the Malva has it once and establishes it as a Milva Alamashkon, therefore there is no problem. Why does it work? What's the Lamdis? Rashi has three words on the bottom of the previous Amud. Rashi says, once it is called a Milva Alamashkon, so he's Kona it. And if he's Kona it, so that's why it's not subject to metaltan of the Asmi. It's not a regular metaltan of the Yisomim, because the Malve owns it somewhat. He's koneh it. Shomto Malve me al gabi banav ve'inase etzlo kashar metaltan shalahen. Tolo mishtabdi lebalchov. Tekiva de mashkanei kanye. Last three words on the daf. Since he pulled it as a mashkon, kanye, he was koneh it. And the Shidim Gubetzes even adds, even if he wants to now go into the house, into the Lovath house and take it, he's allowed to. That's not violating any of those Isurim that we spoke about going into the house and taking it Bal Karcha, because it's partially his. And if it's partially his, so therefore, there wouldn't be a problem of taking it. Just reading the Lashon, Vafilu Lebeso, Mutu Lo Likanis Uloshapto Me'al Mitaso, Tahad the Milvehu, the Malvehu, Ukepikadon Dami. It's a strong Lashon. It's like a Pikadon. It's like, it's mine and I'm giving it to you to watch. The Shalom Nota, Rashi has a similar lashon a little bit later on today's daf. Actually, no, we read that already on the fourth skinny line. Rashi says it again. Shalotei shvias b'sham taso to mi demashkenei kanye v'chimahadulei havi pikadon gabe. And once he gives it back, it's like a pikadon. It's like an object that I'm giving you to watch, but it's really mine, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem even going into the house and taking it. Then the sheet ends off. It's arachiyim. As if he's not 100% sure that's correct, but that's what he feels. This is Shalom B'Shasava. Shalom B'Shasava when it's part of the Gvia process. That's what we said yesterday. That's the type of mashkon that we are talking about. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now, Tana Rabbanan. Finishing up the last section here. Lo Sabo Beso Lavo Davoto. You're not allowed to go into his house to take the mashkon Lebeso. To his house, iat tanichnas, aval tanichnas the beso shall arev. You're not allowed to go into his house. We spoke about yesterday the rishash. What about if it's not halachically a house? What about his chatzer? Right, by shein bo dalad al dalad. But anyway, the brisa here says you're not allowed to go into his house. You're allowed to go into the arev's house if there's a cosigner that guaranteed the money. So you can't go into the lova's house, but you're going to go into the arev's house. The Mefarshim explained, well, some of the reasons don't apply. Remember we said maybe it's the Tsar HaMishpacha. There's no Tsar HaMishpacha if you go into the Arev's house, right? So that's just, paying for somebody else's debt. V'cheinu Omer, and the Pasuk says in Mishlei also, Lekach Bigdo Ki Arav Zor. Take his beged because the Tsar has already guaranteed it. V'gomer, V'omer B'ni Imaravta L'Reacha Takata L'Zar Kapecha. If you co-sign for your friend, and you open up your hand to the stranger. No kashta be'imrei picha. If you have been caught with what you said, nil kadata be'imrei picha, where you insulted somebody. Chas v'shalom be'imrei picha. You violated the isra of ona'as dvarim. Asei zos ve'efo b'ni v'hinatzel. You do the following, and you'll be able to be saved. Kivasa bekafra reacha, because you have come into the palm of your friend. Leichis rapes, lower yourself in front of your friend, urahav reacha, and in that way you will be, and they'll lift up your friend. Meaning, imamon yeshlo biyadecha, hater lo pisas yad. If there's money that you could pay for him, so then open up your hand. And that's how you could help. V'im lav harbe alav re'im. And if not, you know, be ma'aber re'im, say good things and become his friend. The pasuk is alluding to, if you do something for your friend, imarafta, if you guaranteed for your friend, so then you have to open up your hand and give for him. If one insulted their friend, right, onaz dvarim, so then one has to try to do as much shuva as they can in that case. Remember, we had onaz dvarim, the end of Azov. The last three blot of Azov is the main place in Shas where it's discussed. That's what we had lo bashamayim mean. Because at the end of that Gemara, if you remember, Rabbi Gamliel, the Gemara gives the impression that the Rabbanon, Rabbi Gamliel, the head of it, went a little too far. And that's why Rabbi Lezer, when he said Tachnun, on the day that his wife got mixed up and thought it was Rosh Chodesh, or there was an Ani at the door, he said Tachnun, Rabbi Gamliel ended up dying, and the Gemara said, Gadol Noz Dvarim, Yosarmei Noz Mamon, the terrible effects of Ona'a. Good, that's what the Gemara alludes to here too. Litzad Sheni, a different pshat, what is this pasuk referring to? Lebeso iata nichnas, you're not allowed to go into his house if he owes you money from a loan, avalata nichnas, but if he owes you any other type of financial obligation, then you can. Avalata nichnas, l'schar kasev, to get paid for a schlepping, l'schar chamar, or other type of schlepping, l'schar pundik, l'schar diyuknaos, pundik, he stayed in your inn, l'schar diyuknaos, right, he painted your house, you might think all of these apply. Even if these obligations, you turn into a milve, he owes you, meaning you, he owes you money for payment. And then he said, you know what, you owe it to me, make it into a loan. No tamalomer masas mashas meuma. If it turns into a loan, doesn't matter where it started. If it's a loan now, then you're not allowed to go into the house. Only if it's not a loan, if it's another type of financial obligation, so then one would be able to go into the house to take some type of security. There is a machlok, as we've shown him. Are there halachas of Mashkon, after you take it, do you have the halachas of Chazara? That's the machlokas here. The Ran assumes yes. The Ran assumes there's still halachas, even though you can go into the house and take it, but there's still halachas of Chazara. Okay, so it takes us a little bit into Onas Dvarim, a little bit into Mashkon, and now we get into a major Shas topic that comes up right here. Bamitzia Kuf Tes Vav. Says the Mishnah. Almana. Bein shehi aniya, bein shehi ashira, ema mashkin erosa. Shenemar, lo sachvol, beged, almana. The Torah tells us that one is allowed to take a mashkon, a security, from a beged almana. So, is beged dafka, and is almana dafka? That's the question that we could talk about. How does one understand that you're not allowed to take it from a widow? So, two double machlokes. Maybe they're connected, maybe they're not connected. So first let's start with the almana. Almana, bein shehi aniya, bein shehi ashira. So 3 days on the page of the Shulchan Aruch. If you look in the Tosfos Rebbe Akiva Eiger here in the on Mishnayos, he quotes, but you can look at the days. Machlokas Taz Shach Sma. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Tzadi Zayin, Sif Yudalid, that's where this is quoted. Almana, bein shehi aniya, bein shehi ashira, ein mashkin nosa. Shalom b'shas alva. You can't take a mashkon. If it's b'shas alva, as we said, then it's any type of agreement that is made by the parties. But if it's shalom b'shas alva, when the loan is due, and now I want to get paid, you cannot. Afilu shliach bezdin. V'imavar v'chava beged almana, machzirin mimeno balkarcho, v'chulu. So what is the, how are we supposed to understand this halakha? So if you look in the sma, so the sma says, Amana Benchi Anira Shemra Losakbo Begar Amana. Umashma da filumai de mutterlachbo ba acher the Haina de Shliach Bezdin Osir Gabi Amana via filu yashira Kivan. What's the reason? Kivan Shahi Toshash Koach Kidere Hanoshim. Because a woman is usually doesn't have the wherewithal to have her own tainas and claims and go to court. Vinokar Amana Shein La Ozer Visomech Lo Me Isha. She has nobody to help her fight. Not her husband, not her father. Right? She's already out of her father's house, and now she doesn't have a husband. V'hu adin grusha. So the sma includes grusha, not dafka almana, but also a grusha, and excludes besula pinuya. V'afuka pinuya shibir shusavia, because she has her father to fight for her. So includes one, excludes the other. That's the shita of the sma, including grusha. If you look in the shach, the Shach says no. He quotes the Sma and he argues. He says, "V'kadav Sma v'uad in Grusha v'tzarachiyun toha machrichim almana l'shalim rak she'im amashkin inosa." She has to pay. You just don't take a mashkin. V'al karcha katam shelo litzair ha'almana sheliba shavur v'doeg. Her heart, she's been through a death, and therefore that's the issue. Sometimes divorce, rachmana l'slan, is also terrible. But says the Shach, he was specifically relating to death. Shaliva shavur v'doeg v'haytaima lo shayach begrusha. Ma'arib shemin polig v'sholi dashir afil amana v'chulu. And therefore the Shach says, no, it's dafka amana. So the Shach says dafka amana. The Taz says, no, you even include a grusha and not a pnuya. And then you have the Taz. The Taz right here says, no, even pnuya. The most inclusive shita Sarach lomer du adin kol pnuya grusho psula. Ela shadivra kaza behovesh adarach almana lios baalas masu umatan. Veinze midarkan shal psulos. Vishli ochacha, and he brings a raya. Three different days on the page of the Shulchan Aruch, who is included in this halacha of almana. That's one machlokas. Well, can she give? But again, b'shas halva. So then, anything could be given. That's whatever is agreed upon to get the loan. But this is talking about shalom b'shas halva afterwards, when the person wants to take it. Number one. Number two. The other issue is, what about the other word in the pasuk? Lo sachval beged amana. So is it dafka beged? So if you look in the sefer chinuch, no, it's not dafka beged. Right? You can't take anything. Not just why should it be limited to beged? That's what the Sefer HaKhanach says in Tav Kuf Tzadi Aleph. This is a Los Ase Daraisa. Shidim Nano Milamash Kein Ha'almanos. And then he says, the halacha is anything. For overall Zeh, the Chaval Begadeha, O Keleha, O Shum Davar Mikala Sherla, Shalo B'Shas Halva, Machzir Noso Bezdim Mimena Ilah Bal Karcho. So the HaKhanach says, Beferish, that it applies to anything, not just a beged, any item that an Almana has, what is not allowed to take. The Menchas Finach says maybe this is related to the machlokas that we're about to have in the Gemara between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, as we will see. Again, the Tosafot Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Mishnayos quotes this machlokas and says, well, maybe he quotes the Mistimas Kalaposke Mashma the Kol Milim Mashin Amana Ubegat Kol Avdafka Ulam Bishul Tegi Borim. He quotes the day in the Rishonim that it's only what she wears. Bega Levishasa Umatzo Sam when she lies on. Aval Shar Kalem Gon Kosa Shol Kesa Vechayotze Roy Lamashkin. James of a cloud baguette. It's not called a baguette. Okay, fine. Now let us continue. We'll get into the main sugya that is discussed here. Says the Gemara, Brisa Tana Rabbanan, Almana, Bein Shehi Aniya, Bein Shehi Ashira, Ein Mashkin Enosa. Whether she is a rich or a poor Almana, it doesn't matter. One is not allowed to be a Mashkin her. Devar Rabbi Yehuda, what's the important for that statement? You might have thought that the only issue about taking an ashkon is from a poor widow, but a rich widow doesn't make a difference. No, Rabbi Yehuda does not darshin the reasons. Zeres hakasev, right? Now let's take a beged for an amana. Period. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ashira b'mashkin nosa, a rich woman, rich almana, you're allowed to. Aniya ein b'mashkin nosa, but an aniya one is not allowed to. Why? Shata chayav lahachzir la, because you have to give it back to her. Always, she's an aniyah. V'yata masiya shemra b'shchinoseh. Right, if you go keep going in and out of her house in the morning and at night, it's gonna ruin her reputation. It's gonna be terrible, and therefore you are not allowed to take it from dafka and aniyah, but you can from an ashira. Says the Gemara, what's the root of this machlokas? Lameimra, Rabbi Yehuda lo darish time at the krav. Rabbi Shimon darish time at the krav. What's the root of this machlokas? Rabbi Yehuda does not darshin the reasons behind mitzvos. And that's why he asers even by an ashira. And Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, darshin and time at the krav. And therefore, the reason is because she's poor and you don't want to be masiya shem ra. And therefore, by an ashira, it wouldn't apply. And therefore, it would be mutter. Is that really true? We're going to see exactly the opposite in another context. But even before we go to that kasha, a couple of limitations on this whole discussion. And we mentioned some of this before, but it's important to mention again because this is the locus classicus, as it's called. The classic mucker. If you look in Tosas not here. Tosas in Mesechas Gittin on Daf Memtes says it. It's obvious, but it has to be said. This doesn't mean that the Sefer HaChinuch shouldn't have written a Sefer. Right? Tosas says, in Gittin, Memtes Mebeis, Lo pligi elahecha diika nafkusa, kegon chovel beged almana, vegabi lo yarba lo nashim. The whole issue here is figuring out reasons and tamim for mitzvos which would have a halachic ramification. To just go through a mitzvah and think about the messages of the mitzvah for me and the tamim without having an impact on the reasons, of course we do that. And everybody would do that. And there's no problem with focusing on that, right? Every mitzvah in the Sefer HaChinuch has a reason for the shorish of the mitzvah, as what he calls it. And we find many times that the Rishonim go through. So reason says the Tosfos there in Gittin, the machlokas here is only where there's a halacha l'maisa ramification. But if not, of course you go into the reasons for mitzvahs. And the Maharam Lublin, one of the greats of the 200 years ago, so he writes on that Tosfos there, he's on the bottom of the Marsha, he explains it also. He says, De my plukta shayach lomar al zed de ma yazaglon in darshina tam ala mikra, vinosin tam l'shevach al eza mitzvah mea Torah. You're going to tell me there's something wrong with coming up with figuring out what the messages of the mitzvah is for me? Of course not. So therefore, says so specific, if there's no halacha ramification, of course it's not a problem. Number one. Number two, one might say, if something is totally, totally obvious, and sometimes it might be a machlokas whether something's obvious or not, then maybe everybody would also would agree. Tavshin and time of the Krah. Where did we last mention this? 2 weeks ago. Daf, 3 weeks ago. 3.5. Daf Tzadi. Remember we had back on Daf Tzadi, we had a Tosfos HaRosh. Back on Daf Tzadi. Remember the Gemara there discussed the issues of muzzling one's animal or not. So the Gemara said, asked the Kasha, what happens if, are you allowed to muzzle the animal if the animal is having a terrible case of stomach issues? And if you let the animal eat, it's just going to go right through him and the animal is going to be in terrible pain. But at the moment, the animal wants to eat. So Gemara's maskana was, it's terrible for the animal, and therefore you're allowed to muzzle the animal in that case, because it's mazik the animal. What do you mean? Darshin in time of the Krah, lo darshin in time of the Krah. You know, what are you allowed to, why are you allowed to do that? So explain the Tosfos HaRosh there, if you remember. I mentioned we'll have to come back to the Tosfos HaRosh there says, Afilu l'man de lo darish time in dekra, even according to the Mandarma that later on, that's today, that does not darshin in time in dekra, haynu mishum de pashte dekra mashma bein aniya bein ashira. Because the pasuk might be referring to a poor or a rich. It says, don't take a beggar from an almana. Aval hacha pshita derachmana lo azir elo letovasa shel behema. It's obvious the animal's allowed to eat. Obviously, because we want to do something good for the animal. Imishum de malula, imishum de lolit stire. So, if the animal is in pain when it eats, that's why it's so obvious, it doesn't even get into darshin in time. It's not time of the krah, it's the krah. It's the pasuk, the Tosfos HaRosh says. And there would be other examples of that, as well. Number two. Number three, the third limitation, and this we mentioned before from the Minchas Asher in Parshas Chukas in Simin Membeis. And other achronim also say it, but he has a very sharp, beautiful formulation of it. Sometimes there's a difference between the reason for a mitzvah and the definition of a mitzvah. And sometimes it'll be hard to know, you know, what exactly is a definition and what is a reason. Mvaru pashit, shakalis kenu b'hagdaras ha-mitzvahs, v'dini ha-Torah, u'min hagdaras, di'afdalo darshina taima dekra, hagdaros medrash darshinan. The kala havchin, and he says it's easy to understand. Bein tamei ha-mitzvah shekolin yonim levar laman itz tavinu, lahagdaros shein yonim man itz tavinu. Why and what? Those are different questions. Why are we commanded and why do we command it? And we find this many times. One example, machlokes achronim, chalitza. Chalitza, machlokes, do we say that if the woman has no intention of getting remarried, then there's no mitzvah of chalitza? Or the first Chacham Tzvi, Simon Aleph in the Tshuvas. The Chacham Tzvi says if a woman is 99 years old and her husband dies and she had no children, does she have to do Yibam or Chalitza? She's not doing Yibam. Does she have to do Chalitza with the brother-in-law? So the Chacham Tzvi says, well, she's never getting married. Is Chalitza a mitzvah or a matir, as it's called in the Achronim? But the Chacham Tzvi says, no mitzvah! Why? Because the whole mitzvah is lahatir, her, lashuk, and here, that whole thing doesn't apply, so therefore no mitzvah. What are you talking about? Do chalitza, darshin in time of the krah. We're trying to come up with a svar of, oh, chalitza is lahatir, and therefore you don't have to do it. Don't give me such svaris. Chalitza is a mitzvah. What's the answer? No, that's part of the definition of chalitza. Lahatir isha lashuk. And if that doesn't apply, that's not a reason, right? That's part of the definition. But, again, not all achronim would agree to that. That's a machlokas. So, that could be an issue, whether it is a mitzvah or a matir, whether that is a tam or a hagdara. Right? And there are other examples of this, as well. Many other examples. Shemitah. Right? The Isra of Lo Sechanim. Some achronim suggest. In 100 years ago, the Israel of Lo Sechanim, not giving the non-Jews a chanoya bekarka Eretz Yisrael, not giving them a piece of land. So, that's one of the big issues in the Israel of Heta Mechira. How could you sell it to a guy? And what did some of the Achronim say at that time, 100 years ago? The whole Israel of Lo Sechanim is giving them a hand, an achiza, in Eretz Yisrael. But if giving them would keep the Jews achiz in Eretz Yisrael, the exact opposite svara, then maybe you do it. Because now, not holding up the Hetta Mechira and just letting it lie fallow and let the Arabs run rampant in all the lands, that would be even worse, Lo Sachanim. So again, you might say, what do you mean? There's an Isser per se. The answer is no. That could be a Hagdara to the Mitzvah and not just a Ta'am to the Mitzvah. And there are other examples as well, but that's the, just two that we mentioned. Hafaras Nedarim. Havar Zadarim, Kalan Oderis, Aldas Bailagi Oderis. She made a nether! She didn't have her husband in mind! The answer is that might be part of the definition of the halacha. Okay, so the three limitations, they're all related. They're all related, but just three ideas. Tosfos, that it's, if there's no halachic nafkamina, the Tosfos are rush where it's obvious, and, the Minchas Asher, Tam versus Hagdara. Okay, so now let's get back to the Gemara. So, the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, we assume, is based on Darshina time of the Krah. Rabbi Yehuda says, even in Ashira, even a rich woman, you're not allowed to take from, because he's not Darshin in time of the Kra. Rabbi Yeshimin, only poor and not a rich. So says the Gemara, is that really true? Back to the Gemara, fourth wide line. But we learned exactly the opposite in the Mishnah, Mesachah Sanhedrin. The Mishnah says, Velo Yar Belo Nashim, the king is not allowed to have too many wives. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Marbehu, Ovach lo yehi mesiris as libo. Rabbi Yehuda says, really, he can have as many wives as he wants. As long as they don't bring him away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If he has 100 wives that are all wonderfully righteous and bring him close to Hashem, no problem. Right? As long as they don't remove him from his heart. So what is that Rabbi Yehuda? Right? He's Darshina time at the Krah. For Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, afilu achas, yehi mesiris libo, arizil isa'ena. The Torah doesn't have to tell us that you're not allowed to have too many wives that bring you away from Hashem. Even one wife that brings you away from Hashem. You can't marry. So what must the Torah be referring to? Afilu ka'avigayo. Even like Avigayo, David HaMelech had many wives. The one that's chosen as the model of tzidkus, of bringing closer to Hashem, is Avigayo. Right? Even before she was married to him. Remember, she stopped him from killing her husband, Naval HaKarmeli. Right? Avigayo was considered the wise and all the milas. Anyway, so you see from there that Rabbi Shimon is not Darshin in time at the crop. You can't marry this number of wives, period. Forget the reason. So, Kasha, isn't it a stira? So the Gemara answers in two directions. La olam, Rabbi Yehuda lo darshin etakra. Really, Rabbi Yehuda does not darshin etakra, meaning Rabbi Yehuda, in our context, is the rule. Right? What's the rule? What's the exception? Really, Rabbi Yehuda says, lo darshin etakra, and that's why you're not allowed to even take a beged from an almana ashira. Vishani hacha, but by the king, there's different. The Befari Shacha, there the pasuk itself says the reason. Velo yar belo nashim, velo yasur. Rabbi Yehuda tells us, a chiddush, even if you're not Darshin in time at the Krah, you do if the pasuk says the reason. My time alo yarba lo nashim mishum delo yasur. We'll get back, let's finish the Gemara and then we'll get back to that line. But that's an important yisod of the Gemara. Even if you're not Darshinan, you are Darshinan if the reason is written in the Torah. V'Rabbi Shimon. And what about the stira in the other direction? Rabbi Shimon Michti. Let's see. Ba'alma Darshina time at the Krah. Really, the king case is the Iker case. We are Darshina time at the Krah, and that's why Rabbi Shimon says, I'm sorry, and that's why in our case, like we said here, the rule is our case, and therefore it only applies to a poor almana, not a rich almana. Darshina time at the Krah. Lichto Rachmana, but again, in the case of the king, Lichto Rachmana, lo yarbev, lo beina lo yasur. Again, lo yasser is not needed. The anayadan, and I know my time alo yarbim shim de lo yasser. I would know the reason even without it stating it in the Gemara, in the Torah. Lo yasser de katzav rachman alam alis. Then why does the Torah say it? If I darsh in time into krah anyway, it must be telling me in this context to go above and beyond. Afilu achas umesir es libo hariz elo yisaena. Even one, right? And that's meser libo. So then lo yisaena, one cannot marry. Okay, so therefore, they each work out that the rule is what it says here, by Almana, right? And the exceptions to the rule are by the king because of the extra phrase of lo yar below nashim. A couple of general points in a minute we'll have about the king, but first let's continue the Darshina time at the Krah. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara says that generally we don't darshin time at the Krah, except where it says a beferish. Rav Shechter likes to quote the Koheles Yaakov on Meseches Beitza from the author of the Mishkanes Yaakov, where the Koheles Yaakov discusses in the first parak on Daf Hey and Vav the sugya of Davar Shebeminyan Sarach Minyan Acher LaHatiro. that usually when we have an Isser Drabanan, so the Isser applies, even if the reason might not apply anymore, Aval Bisha Batal Atam, Lo Batal Akzera. That's the usual rule. Even if the reason doesn't apply anymore, but the din applies, we don't have the authority to undermine and change anything. A, maybe because there are 100 other reasons that we don't know about, that's what the Vilna Gaon says, there's 100 reasons for every din Drabanan, or even without any other reason. But still, we don't have the authority. But the Qelis Yaakov points out that there are sometimes we do find that things changed. For example, right, the Gemara tells us that if a Kohen has mumin, blemishes on his hand, he's not allowed to duchen, right, because it's distracting. So the Beis Yosef quotes, but Bizman Hazeh, because the Kohanim put their talis over their hands and nobody's looking and nobody sees, so no problem, they can duchen. Asks the Qelis Yaakov, what do you mean? There's a din. The din is that if a Kohen has blemishes on his hands, he can't do Nesias Kapayim. Who cares that we can't see it anymore? That was a din. That was created. Why do we say that things changed over time? Number one. Or another example he quotes, right? The Rush quotes the Maseches Ksubis, the halacha of Ksubis Banin Dichrin. One of the Tznai Ksuba. What is Ksubis Banin Dichrin? If a woman is getting remarried, and she's bringing in a dowry from her previous marriage. So the father doesn't want to give. And she has children from a previous marriage. I'm sorry, Banin Dichrin. She has children from a previous marriage. Then her father is not going to want to give a big dowry because, let's say, she predeceases her husband. Then all this stuff is going to go to the husband. It's not going to go to his own grandchildren. His the father-in-law's own grandchildren. So they have a takana drabana ksubas banin dichrin that if she predeceases, it's still going to go to her children from the previous marriage. The Rush quotes Gaonim in ksubas, but bizman hazeh, because everything works differently anyway with Yerusha and Bechulus. So, you know, and everybody gives their daughters anyway, so don't worry about it. You don't have to fill ksubas banin dichrin. So again, what do you mean? It's a takana derabanan. It's a tanai ksuba. How do we just say, oh, because the reason doesn't apply anymore, so therefore the gzera doesn't apply. So these and other examples given, the Qelis Yaakov suggests that usually ava bishabat latam lo batla gzera. But once in a while, the rabanan formulated the gzera with the reason built in. And if the Rabbanan did that, then we would say, if the reason doesn't apply anymore, that then the Gzera falls away. Just like, what's the parallel? Our Gemara. Even though Rabbi Yehuda does not darshan time mean time into kra, but if the reason is read explicitly, then we are darshan time into kra. So it's similar here on a Rabbanan level. Even though we usually say, even though the reason doesn't apply anymore, the din applies, but if the reason is specifically mentioned, so then we say, we darshan time into Quran, therefore the din would fall away if the reason doesn't apply. How do you know when the reason is written? How do you know when it's not written? So Rav Schachter explained that it depends if the gzera is being mevatel a mitzvah saseh. Being mevatel a mitzvah. If it's being mevatel a mitzvah, then they have to put the reason is. Because they're being mevatel, and therefore the reason, it has to be because of the reason. If the reason doesn't apply, you go back to the mitzvah. Duchening. Right? A kohen. Nesias kapayim, and it's a daraisa. Because the kohen has movement on his hand, he can't duchen. Yeah, because it's going to be distracting or whatever reason. But there, the reason has to be formulated within the gzera, so that right when the reason falls away, the din daraisa kicks in again. Ksubas banin dichrin, the mitzvah daraisa of Yerusha. Ksubas banin dichrin changes the normal ways that inheritance goes. Be'ez Hashem, it's on the horizon, baba basra. Well, the eighth parak about Yerusha is a long way away, but at least the Masechta, right? Yerusha, so again, that's a mitzvah daraisa, and therefore, the reason has to be in the formulation. And there are other examples, but that is all based on the daraisa concept in our Gemara, and that's the Drabanan that's formulated, as the model. Good. A couple of other general points about the halacha of Lo Yasser. There is a fascinating ha'ara, explanation of the Aznayin LaTorah. Rav Sirotzkin writes, the Medrash tells us, on Lo Yarveh Lo Nashim, Lo Yarveh Lo Susim, right, the Isurim that a king has. So the Medrash says, Amad Shlomo HaMelech, the Hechim al Gzeirosu Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shlomo HaMelech left and he was Machim, right? He tried to outsmart the Gzeiros. Ani Arveh V'libi Lo Asa, right, like Gemara in Sanhedrin. I'll have a lot of wives and horses and money. Won't be a problem. Also Yud Shebi Yarveh, V'nishtateich Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yud of Lo Yarveh went to Hashem and say, Shlomo's being mevatel me. I can't believe this. Lo kach amarta ein os betelum in olam laolam. Didn't you say that the Torah is eternal? Nothing will ever be nullified. Hari Shlomo omeinu mevatel osi. Right? That's from right here. He quotes the Medrash. So ask the Yud. It's not fair. Tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asked the Zayin LaTorah, why dafka by this Avera? Does the Yud of the Pasuk go up by every Avera? Every Avera, the letter of the Pasuk should go up and say, Hashem, look, they're being mavatal me. Why dafka here? Kasha, halo kama gedolim bi Yisrael, avro mitzvos Hashem, Hashem lo osi osena, velo alo osios hamitzvos hahein, lekatreg lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, why dafka here? Says the Zayin LaTorah, what a sharp thought. The Yesh Lomar, usually, if somebody does an Avera, there's another person out there that's not doing the Avera. Somebody in Klal Yisrael is following what they're supposed to do. And somebody's doing the mitzvah and not doing the Avera. But these mitzvahs only apply to the king. They're the only one in the world. So if Shlomo is violating, then Amela, nobody's doing it. That's why Dafka, the Yud, goes up. Amazing. She calls man she yesh Yehudi echad ba'olam hamakayim mitzvah zu shehagadol v'harbe b'Yisrael imo mezalzelim ba ein mitzvah b'telim b'Yisrael avo mitzvah slo yarbe sheraka melech mitzvah ba'aleh v'imhu mevatzla hari b'telach hazashol mitzvah legamre lefichach also yud shal yarbe b'taynu lefnei amakom sheshlomo mevatzla osa b'Yisrael. Pretty amazing. So that's the relating to the number one. The other issue to mention, again, we mentioned this often as well, is the Drasha Saran. The Ran writes in a Drasha, why Dafka does the king have all these extra mitzvahs? Lo Yarba Lo Nashim, Lo Yarba Lo Susim, right, and Kasef? Because Dafka, because has such a king has such elastic power. Because the king could do whatever he wants within the realm of Halacha, he could build highways, and he could take servants, and he could do everything. So the Ran writes in Drosh Achadasar, in the 11th Drasha, Lufi Shekoach HaMelech Gadol, Einenu Meshuban, L'mishpatei HaTorah, Kamo HaShofet. He's not limited. V'im lo yeshalem b'yiras elokav, if he's not totally perfect, so it's very easy to be mafriz, to go beyond what he should. Yavo lahafriz alamidos yosem meshe yischai, l'tikin haklal. And therefore he has extra mitzvahs to kind of keep him in check. Keep him in check, right? He has to carry a Sefer Torah with him all the time. He has all these more limitations because it's so easy, the slippery slope, that he would lose himself regarding his elastic power. Okay. By the way, the Rambam and the Ravid have a machlokas. How many wives is the king allowed to have? 18. We darshan from Sanhedrin. Does that include Pilagshim or not? That's a machlokas Rambam and Ravid. Look at Hilchos Malachim. Whether Pilagshim are included in those 18 or excluded. Right, the Rambam says they are included and the Ravid not. Viter says the Mishnah. Hachovelas Rechayim over Mishum. If somebody does take Rechayim, now we're getting into another one of the Isurim. Remember we mentioned yesterday, two days ago, I think, that there are five mitzvahs related to Mashkon in the Torah. One of them now, we're getting into a new one now, you're not allowed to take a Mashkon, anything to do with food preparation. So what if you take a Rechayim, which is the mill, the grinding, kli in the kitchen. Hachovelas harechayim over mishum losasei. V'chayim mishum shnei kelim. You get a losasei, and you get two aveiros. Because there's two parts to the mill, and the Torah says both of them. Shneamar lo yachavo rechayim varachev. Right, those are the upper part of the mill and the lower part of the mill. V'lo rechayim varachev v'lvad amru, and it doesn't only apply to those two. Ela kol davar. She'osin bo'ochol nefesh. Anything that you use for food preparation, shneamar ki nefesh hu chovel. So ochol nefesh comes up in Hilchos Yontif, and it comes up in Hilchos Mashkon. Tosis points out in V'chayev, you get two averis, afilu bahasra achas. Even if there was one warning, you're going to get two averis. Im chovel b'pam achas, rechayev arachev. The hisro mishum lo sachvo, rechayev arachev lo kishtayim. You're going to get two averis because it's listed as two losaseis in the Torah. Tosfos then discusses, Tema, fourth to last line in Tosfos, isn't it a labanita glase? Right? If you take it, what's the halacha? If you took it, you have to give it back. So why is that? Why are you going to get malchus anyway? V'hechi laki. V'chashav v'gamar, labanita glase. We're going to have a tamara's daf. V'ein lomar, says Tosfos, second to last line. Oh, what if you broke it? If you broke it, so then there's no labanita glase. Tosfos says that's not true, because then you're going to have to pay for it. So then it's a labanita l'tashlumin. So either way, you shouldn't get malchus. Tosfos is bothered. Tosfos ends up saying at the end, no, maybe the case is only if you did it, you only have to be maxer it if you took a b'shogeg, right? But if you took a b'mezid, you were kona it, then you don't have to be maxer it, and then it wouldn't be a labanita glase. That's what Tosfos says all the way at the end of Tosfos, the last couple of lines of Tosfos, turning over to Amid Beis. Okay, either way, that's Tosfos' issue of a labanita glase. We haven't mentioned it in a while, so just to mention it again now, the great question of the Stechemet. You know, why isn't, what's a lav nida lasei? A lav that can be fixed by an asei, therefore is not dumya, is not similar to a lav de chasima, the lav of muzzling, and therefore you're not going to get malchus. Ask the stechemed, why isn't every avera in the Torah a lav nida lasei to the mitzvah of tshuva? Every avera you have to do tshuva with. So it's a lav nida lasei. There's a mitzvah associated with every avera. So you know there's an answer to that question. The simple answer, Pashas, he quotes three answers. And this is Chela Gimel on page 301. Got to look in the Stechevet. So the simple answer is that Lav Nitak Lasei only applies to a Lav Hanitak, to a specific Asei, specifically related to that Avera, not a general Asei. If you steal something, you have to return this stolen item. If I Isser marries someone, then they have to, they have a mitzvah to get the, well, there ought to be a Lav Nitak Lasei. But other examples. Of shiluach hakan, right? If somebody the isser of taking the mother, but either way, it has to be specific. Number one, but he gives two other answers. It says answer number one is as based on the Nodeh Yehuda, which we mentioned in other contexts. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows if you really did tshuva. Bezdin can't act based on tshuva. Only that's a davar ha'masur l'leiv, and therefore it can't be that Bezdin is not going to give you malchus because you did tshuva. How does Bezdin know if you did tshuva? You could say you did tshuva, but who says you did tshuva? Right, so then we don't know. Even if maybe you're just doing shuva because you don't want to get malchus. We have no idea if you did it, b'leiv shalem. So therefore, says the, Nodeh Yehuda, it is not going to be a lav anita glase. And number three, the other answer he gives, and then we'll, continue. He says, no. What's the whole svar that a lav anita glase doesn't get malchus? Because it's not dumi to lav dachasima. But if you're telling me that every aveira, if you're telling me that every aveira is subject to the mitzvah saseh of Tshuva, then even the Isra of Chasima is connected to the Lav of Tshuva. And then Memela, any other Aveira that's connected to Tshuva, is similar to a Lav of Chasima. So the whole Svara of the Patur wouldn't apply, because it will be Dumi the Lav of Chasima, because that would also be included. Okay? Vaita. Three answers given why you can't ask that Kasha of Tshuva and Lav Nidil Asay. Okay, says the Gemara. Amar Rav Huna. Chaval rechayim lokesh tayim mishum rechayim umishum kinefeshu chovel. If somebody only takes the mashkon, the rechayim, which is the lower part of the mill, then you get two malchus. Mishum rechayim umishum kinefeshu chovel. What does the pasuk say? The pasuk says specific, general. Lo sachvo rechayim arachev kinefeshu chovel. So kinefeshu chovel is the general, including all kalim for food preparation. So, the Rav Huna is understanding that there are really three separate Isurim in that pasuk. Rechayim, Rochev, Nefesh Uchovel. So if you're Mashkona Rechayim, you get two. The specific of Rechayim, and then in general, Kichovel. Rechayim, Rochev, if the lower one, and the Rochev, and the upper one, Lokesh Shalosh, three. Mishum Rechayim, Varochev, Umishum, Kinefesh Uchovel. So Rav Huna says it's three separate Isurim listed, and therefore, and if you do one of the specific ones, you get a double. V'Rav Yehuda Amar, no. Rav Yehuda the Amora says, Chovel Rechayim Loke Achas. Rechav Loke Achas. Rechayim Rechav Loke Shtayim. The second part of the pasuk includes the first half. It's not an addition to. It includes. So if you do each part of the mill, you get one Aveira. And if you do both parts of the mill, you get two Averas. Ki nefesh u chovel, the second part is l'shar dvar mudasa. That's just telling me, including the other parts of the kitchen. If I take a peeler, and I take a bowl, and I take a fork, any of those, that's a separate isser. That's not adding on to the first part of the isser. Says the Gemara, lema abaya v'rava, b'plukta d'rav huna rav yudaka mifliki. We have a similar discussion. We have this pasuk by Mashkon, but there's a similar type of pasuk by Karban Pesach, and maybe there's a parallel machlokas. Da'ama Rava, the pasuk says, al tochlu mimenu na, do not eat a Karban Pesach na, medium rare, uva shel mevushal b'mayim, or cooked, ki imtzliesh, only roasted. So the same kind of kasha. If I eat it na, do I also violate tzliesh, because it's not tzliesh? Similarly, you have two specifics and then one general. So that's the machlokas. Dama Rava, achal na lokesh tayim. Mishum na umishum kiim sliyesh. Rava sounds like the first opinion that we had, right? Rav Huna, right? You get a malchus for na and sliyesh. Mevushal lokesh tayim. Mishum mevushal umishum kiim sliyesh. Na umevushal if I have it medium rare and then semi-cooked and then cook it, loka shalosh, mishum na, o mishum avusha, mishum lo sochlenu ki im sliesh. So that's, Rava seems to be like Rav Huna. The Abaya Amar Abaya says, no, ein lokin alav shebeklalus. You don't get a machlokas for a lav that includes many different isurim. And therefore, ki im sliesh includes, the last phrase of the pasuk includes many things. So that you don't get malchus on. Only get malchus on the first half. On, lo ta'af tochle mimenu na, vajam abushab amayim. But you're not going to get a double. So, lema abaya, damar grav Yehuda, varava, damar grav Huna. So shall we say it's a parallel machlokas? Shall we say it's a parallel? So the Gemara answers, no, you don't have to say that. Let's at least do the first half of this rejection. Amar lecha rava, ana da'amri afilik grav Yehuda. No, rava, who says here that you would get a double? We would say, no, I could even hold like Rav Yehuda, who in our context, a mashko, says you don't get double. Why? Arkan lo kam Rav Yehuda hasa. Why did Rav Yehuda say there's no overlap in our context? Ela d'chi nefesh hu chovel, lo mashmei b'rechayim v'rachev. I don't think, says Rav Yehuda, that the second half of the pasuk is referring to the first half of the pasuk. It's only including other types of kitchen kalim. Hilkak l'shar d'varim hu da'asa. Meaning there's no overlap. There's a mill and there's other kalim. Aval hacha kiim sliyesh lamayasa. But sliyesh, that's obviously referring back to you have to have it roasted and not cooked and not na. So shvamina, so it's obviously excess. So shvamina lalav, that's why it must be teaching me that in our context of Karban Pesach, says Rava, there is nothing else to teach me, and therefore it has to be teaching me the double Isser. So that's why Rava could fit into Rav Yehuda. Tomorrow we'll have to read that Abaya could also fit into Rav Huna, but before that, the Meiri here has an important comment. Abaya says, you don't get Malchus on a Lav Shebeklalus. What, Rava argues on that? Rava says, you do get Malchus on a Lav Shebeklalus. He fundamentally argues on that principle, it's hard to say. Right? Usually all these principles are agreed upon, unless the Gemara says otherwise. We have a Machlokas that a Lav Shein Bo Maisa. That's a Machlokas Tanam, right? We had earlier in the Masechta. Right, lav sheim b'maisa, but lav anita glase, lav shebeklalas, lav shenita lansaras bises bezdin. All of those seem to be agreed upon. So the Meiri says an obvious point, but it has to be said, and it's said beautifully here, that there are different types of lav shebeklalas. There are different types of lav shebeklalas. We mentioned this before as a machlokas Tosfos and the Ramban, but the Meiri here codifies it. He says one type of lav shebeklalas, the classic type of lav shebeklalas that everybody agrees to, is listed in Sanhedrin Sama Gimel. You have a pasuk that means 10 different isurim that have nothing to do with each other. Lo sochlu al adam. What does that mean? You can't eat before you daven. Bezin's not allowed to have a meal on the day that they kill somebody. You don't have a sudas havra for haruge bezdin. Right? There's 10 different isurim that are included in lo sochlu al adam. And it says the Meiri. I should have read the first part. He says, "Viteda v'inyan lav shebeklalos mivulbal harbi biyada mafarshim." It's very confusing in the world of the mafarshim, says the Meiri. Ulefi masha ra'inu l'rov poskim yesh mehem she'en lokin aleim klal. Some you don't get malchus for at all. The yesh mehem she'en lokin aleim ela achas kolos and shenech lo bosolav. And some of them you get malchus at least for the most obvious one in the pasuk. And not for the others. And so you get malchus for all of them. So what is it? So he goes through the example. So he says, if you have a lav that's kolal inyon and harbe chalukin zemizeh, they're not like each other, like sochloch adam, as we just said, all these things that have nothing to do with each other, nothing you don't get. You don't get malchus for any of those. Everybody agrees to that. Even Rava here would agree to that. That's one type of lav shebeklalos. But then there's other types of lav shebeklalos. Well, first he gives other examples for the first category. Lifnei iver lo sitei mechshol, lo sisa shem hashav. All of those. But then you have a lav shebeklalos where the many things are included, but it's really the same basic idea. Lo sase kol malacha an yantif. Right? You get malchus for doing malacha an yantif. Even though there's 15 different ways to violate that. So why is that? Is that a lav shebeklalos? There you get malchus on everyone. So obviously that's not a problematic lav shebeklalos. That's a different type of lav shebeklalos. Right, what that might be, and the way the Tosfos and the Ramban argue about that one in Bayantif. One opinion is that, you know why I get Malchus? Because it's also all basically the same idea. Whether I plow or whether I color, any malacha that I do on Shabbat, on Yantif, is really the same exact idea in just many different ways. Many different physical differences, but it's all the same shame isser. And that's why it's not a lav shebeklalos. And other Rishonim might say, no, that's not a lav shebeklalis, because the Torah doesn't specify any specific one. So any one of these might be to fill in the blank that the Torah says what the definition of malacha is. They're all 35 different ones, but they all could be exactly the pashup shot of the pasuk. That's the machlokas between Tosfos and Sanhedrin Salmah Gimel and the Ramban and the Shurashim. Why Yontif, Lo Sazak Malach, is not a Lav Shebeklalos? My Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig likes to say that machlokas between them is Lav Shebeklalos. Is the problem if it's a Lav HaKolel or it's a Lav Klali? Lav HaKolel includes a lot, or Lav Klali, it's a general. Right, which is the problematic and which is the not problematic? That seems to be the machlokas between Tosfos and the Ramban. But said the Miri continues and says, you know, you have other types of lav shebeklalos, but you shouldn't think that Rava argues on that principle. There are many different types. We just mentioned two of them. He goes through a few more also, where sometimes you have one that's obvious, and the rest of them are limudim and drushes, so then you would get malchus for the one and not for the others. Either way, this is a very big, important topic that we have here in Meseches Bava Metzia on Daf Kuf Tes Vav. Obviously, Karban Pesach is huge, but we're not going to get into that right now, and we will continue. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, today's shir was sponsored Li'ili Nishmas Chana Bas Elio Alea Shalom, whose 25th yard site was on Shabbos, Tezayin Teves, sponsored by her son, Charles Mizels. We thank the Mizels family for the sponsorship. Okay, we'll stop here.